You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 3rd of March 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. It's Friday, we've reached the end of another week and the weekend is almost here, and I should imagine you're either listening to this on your way home from work or perhaps in your lunch break or maybe downloading it from the archive over the weekend, but we do know why you are here today. And that is to hear from my co-host all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, how is life treating you?
Life's treating me great. I'll tell you what, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And you know what else I appreciate? I appreciate a good troll. And that brings us to our story today, because this story is, once again, referring to one of my favorite trolls as of recent.
This is an epic troll, and I think we were one of the first people to actually point out that this had to be trolling, which was going on here. And we're going to be talking today about another of our favourite trannies. Our favourite trannies are Leah Thomas and also Kayla Lemieux. And Kayla Lemieux has now been found out, it appears. A transgender teacher with prosthetic Z-cup breasts has finally been suspended from her Canadian school after pictures showed her in men's clothing, proving she does not wear the provocative attire all the time. And I should imagine quite a few people actually knew this. It's probably been about a year now, I think, since she first burst onto the scene with these gigantic breasts. And now there are pictures of her dressed up as a normal male teacher. And of course, the pupils were saying, well, this guy was a male teacher until last year. And he did have some fairly right-wing views, and he wasn't very happy about feminism. And then he suddenly came back in the summer dressed like this and saying he was a woman. And the school took it all very, very seriously. And a lot of conservative commentators also took it very, very seriously, complaining about this. But we called it here on the Daily Nationalist. We said this guy has got to be trolling. And yes, it does appear that this is one of the biggest trolls that's ever taken place. Grandpa, what do you make of this?
It's not only an epic troll, it's an effective troll. It points out the ridiculousness of the system. And like you said, it's a shame you had all these quote-unquote conservative commentators. You have all these, you know, people in the mainstream media that are supposedly right-wing, they're conservative or whatever. And they were acting, they were going along with the left-wing media, acting as though this was a real thing. And I'm sure you'll have some of them celebrating this. See, we're winning. Yes, your school districts are all trying to promote transgenderism to your fifth graders, but look, we won one. We got this guy to stop. It was obviously a very effective troll, because it shows the ridiculousness of the system. This guy just dresses up like this, comes in and looks as outlandish as possible, and it mocks the system. It shows you how ridiculous the system is, because everybody in authority at the school district was running around going, we have to treat this seriously, when obviously it wasn't treating it seriously. This is how it's done. You have all these conservative types that'll sit around and whine about, you know, this gender agenda or whatever you want to call it being promoted to their kids in schools, and they stand up and they piss and moan and complain about it and whatnot. But then you have somebody that's actually doing something to undermine that system, and they turn it around and attack the guy and act like, oh, look, see, this is part of it. And it obviously he was making a point. But once again, whoosh, right over the heads of so many of these people.
Well, he kept it going for long enough. Kayla Lemieux, who claims the breasts are real and the result of a medical condition, has come under fire for her tight outfits and huge prosthetics, with parents previously claiming that she mocks women and the education experience. the Halton District School Board confirmed she had been placed on paid leave on Tuesday, although she continues to be paid for her role at Oakville Trafalgar High School. And yeah, apparently she did an interview with the New York Post and said, yeah, these breasts are real. How dare you say they are fake? And they are a result of this medical condition, this gigantomastia that she has. And obviously, you know, it's just mocking the newspaper, but they took it very seriously. And even the Daily Mail, who are actually reporting on this, they took it very seriously as well. And they've got like a little insert in the article itself telling you all about gigantomastia and what it means to be intersex, as if, you know, this is actually real. Like, and I guess he must think that it is real, because he told the New York Post that he had that. And obviously these transgenders, they really do believe they are the opposite gender. What do you make of the fact that he seems to be saying that these breasts are real, Grandpa?
What strikes me is the parents claiming that this, and you notice here, I have to stop to backtrack. In the very article where they're saying, oh, this person's a fraud and this isn't real, and yet you'll notice in the same article, they're still calling this dude she. The whole article is about, oh, this guy's ridiculous and he's not really intersex, trans or whatever. But yet at the same time, they're afraid not to call him she. I think that's funny. I think it's funny parents whining, saying this person, she mocks women in the education experience. Well, obviously women in the education experience need to be mocked. I think that's the message here. They need to be mocked. Yeah, he's mocking it, and they deserve to be mocked because it's ridiculous. They can't even take a joke. They can't sit there and go, yeah, that's funny, dude, but, you know, go ahead and pop your balloons and get back to work, because we can't do that, because the clown world experience, which is our education system, says that we have to treat all of this stuff as though it's absolutely real. When you can go out there like this guy has done and be absolutely ridiculous, and the system sits there and says, well, it may be ridiculous, but we're still going to call this guy she, and we still have to act like this is totally real. This is more of a state. Look, this is more of a statement about the absurdity of the clown world education system than all of the complaining to the school board combined does. This just makes an outright mockery of it. And that's why, you know, they're going after this guy, even though they're still calling him she. They're going after this guy because they realize that he is making a mockery of all of this nonsense, of all of this gibberish. It's a very good job. This is real protest. This is how it is done. You take this, you don't stand outside of the system and point out and go, that's bad, because they don't care. They don't care what you think about it. This guy uses the system against it. He's agreeing and amplifying. He's using the agree and amplify. He says, yes, okay, if you say that my gender is whatever I say it is, then I can show up today. And I don't even understand their point of saying, look, we found these pictures where he's not dressed like this, because, well, maybe that day he doesn't identify. If you can switch what you identify with from, you know, you wake up one day and they say that a 12-year-old can wake up and decide they're another gender, then this guy can, over the summer, decide he's not. But then when school session comes back in, decide that he is. Of course, he's mocking it. That's why they don't like it. That's why they don't like it. And I really don't. I mean, I understand why the people promoting this agenda. And it's worth noting, if I recall correctly, this guy's like a high school teacher. So he's not doing this to, like, you know, in front of second graders. Let's be real here. But I understand why the system that promotes this agenda doesn't like what this guy's doing. What I don't understand is the people that allegedly are against this, all of this nonsense being promoted in the schools, are acting like this guy is a part of the program, when obviously he's not. He's making fun of this entire narrative.
Yeah, he's a shop teacher, isn't he, in high school in Canada. And he really does seem to have drawn attention to, you know, the problems that there are with this, with the safeguarding, with the trans agenda, with the drag queen story hour agenda. One woman received a rapturous applause on Wednesday evening as she told a board meeting it was imperative that forms of identity and expression presented in the school environment be scrutinised against the child's safeguarding practices. And that was the point of all this, I think. That's what he was highlighting. You know, what is more important, protecting children or allowing adults to dress up and live out fetishes in the real world? Because that's really what is going on here. A lot of the time, you just got people with these fetishes, which are, instead of being seen as psychological problems, are now being promoted. And then, of course, you've got the people that have this genuine dysphoria as well. They're genuinely dysphoric with the body that they are in. But the way to deal with that is to encourage them to be happy in the gender that they are in, not to pretend that they really are the opposite gender and force everybody else to go along with this fantasy. So he was really highlighting this, I think, the fact that he can just as ridiculously as possible. And because of these gender laws, because you have to affirm somebody's presented gender, he could get away with it. And of course, the women couldn't get away with it. If the women were supposed to go in there looking like that, I think the woman would be sent home and told that they're sexualizing themselves and they need to dress sensibly in front of children. But if you're a transgender, of course, it just means that you can get away with this. So I'm glad this woman got this big applause here. And I think this is the reason why he was doing it more than anything else. I mean, what do you make of what this woman had to say, Grandpa?
Well, they all, like I say, they all though continue to miss the point. I mean, you look at, again, it's important to point out this guy was a high school shop teacher, you know, which should be your first clue that he's having some fun trolling with this. You look at all the hell that was raised in the media about Florida's supposedly don't say gay law, which all that said was you couldn't promote this gibberish before these kids were like in the fourth grade. You know, after the fourth grade, you can go ahead and teach them all about it, you know, and acted like it was the end of the world. And you got this guy that's obvious. I guarantee you every person in his shop class was sitting there snickering because they got that it was a joke. These teenagers understood that was a joke, you know. But like I say, the supposed adults in the room, they don't think, you know, they don't act as though it's a joke. They refuse to get the joke. Now, you pointed out, look, people that have gender dysphoria, I mean, that's real. But yet you have this now that this has been promoted, the number of people identifying as having this has exploded. Well, that tells you something else. People that have gender dysphoria, that have that condition, and it's real. You know, it's real. It's a very small percentage of people, always has been. I've always said these people have been around for a long time. You know, I mean, you know, there are people, there's a certain small segment of the population that do have this. But now you have this explosion. You have all these mostly young people, by the way, who now all of a sudden are identifying as another gender, and they're creating, well, 100, who knows what the count is now, 187 genders, whatever the hell it is. That tells you something. This isn't gender dysphoria. It's a fad. Now, sure, you have fads in the past where people wore stupid clothing, you know, like back in the 80s. If you were a dude, you weren't doing nothing if you weren't rocking a mullet, the moulet, as I like to call it. I had a little French as a little class, the moulet, that ridiculous haircut where it's long in the back, short in the top, you know. But, you know, you can cut your hair and fix that. You see, the problem with this fad, which is basically what it is they're taking these kids, they're taking these teenagers and cutting their breasts off. Putting hormone blockers or putting them on hormones, and in many cases in these schools telling, you know, making sure the parents don't even know that they're working with their kids on this that could ruin their lives. The same system that says they can't buy cigarettes till they're 21 because they're just not mature enough to make such a breathtaking decision, they can cut their tits off. Now, they're all in on this. It's ridiculous. And this guy, again, he's highlighting this. This is not actual transgender. What we're seeing in all of this with these stories is this is not actual transgender. This is transgender and gender dysphoria. I'll spit it out here in a minute. I'm sorry. Gender dysphoria is not a contagious condition. Okay. It's not the flu. It's not the common cold where if you're around somebody who has gender dysphoria, you're going to catch it. And now you think you're gender dysphoric. So how else are you going to explain this sudden skyrocketing and all these young people, because they're promoting it? It's a fad. But unfortunately, it's a fad that can have lasting consequences. You're already starting to see that. And it hasn't even been going on that long. You're already seeing these people coming forward now and saying, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself? I was a teenager and now I've wrecked my body and I'm not going to have a normal life because of a stupid fad. Yet the entire and people, of course, are getting paid for it. You have this explosion of these gender clinics all over the country. People are making money off of this. That is something that needs to be highlighted, the actual line between people that have real gender dysphoria and this nonsense right here. And again, this guy is highlighting all of this and people just refuse to get it. They just refuse to acknowledge it. I guess people have become that far removed from the truth.
He should really be given some kind of an award. I mean, this is such an epic troll. I guess he could get away with saying, well, he's gender fluid. So when he goes to school, he feels like he's a woman. And then when he's at home or going for a walk, then he feels like a man. Well, Lemieux has bizarrely insisted her breasts are natural and a result of a condition called gigantomastia, although she admits she has never received a formal medical diagnosis. She also claims to be intersex, meaning she was born with both male and female sex organs rather than transgender. But her account was called into question this week as pictures emerged appearing to show her dressed as a man without the large prosthetics and blonde wig. And the images were the reason for the eventual suspension, the Toronto Sun reports. And I think this is interesting as well, where he says, oh, he's got gigantomastia. I've never had a formal medical diagnosis, but I've got the disease. And that's to do with this self-identification thing, I think, with this self-identify as the opposite gender. No need for a medical diagnosis. You can just self-diagnose it, and you can just identify as having being the opposite gender. So what he's done here is he's just diagnosed himself as having gigantomastia, even though the breasts are actually made of plastic. So he's just diagnosed himself. He doesn't need a formal one. He can just do it himself, can't he? And then again, with this claim to be intersex, I think he's just pushing the envelope here. He's just saying, look, if you guys don't realize this is a troll yet, then there's got to be something wrong with you, because he must have just been laughing so much, holding back the laughs, actually doing these interviews and claiming to be intersex and genuinely having this disease and then walking out. I think he must have got tired of it, to be honest. That's probably why he walked out with his jeans on and without the wig. And his neighbor said, yeah, that's what he wears normally. Because you would imagine he probably had the neighbor going along with this at first, because they would have tried to interview the neighbors, surely. And the first time this happened, it must have been about a year ago that this has been going on for. So I think maybe the neighbor was in on it as well. And I think maybe the teacher has just had enough of it. So he sort of said to the neighbor, well, yeah, you might as well tell them, might as well show them these pictures of me walking about in jeans without the breasts, without the wig. But yeah, either that or he's completely insane, isn't he? Claiming to be intersex and claiming to have these diseases. But of course he can do that because he's transgender. And if you say he's wrong, then you're refusing to affirm his chosen gender, aren't you? And if he can self-diagnose as having gender dysphoria, why can't he self-diagnose as having gigantomastia of these breasts? And if he really has to be treated as a woman just by dressing like one, then surely his plastic breasts have to be treated as if they're real genuine plastic breasts. I think that's all the things that he's wanting people to think about when he does this. But of course, a lot of it is going to go over a lot of people's heads. And as I say, the most bizarre thing about all of this is that the Daily Mail have this big section on gigantomastia and intersex and what percentage of people are likely to have gigantomastia when they are also intersex, as if all of this has to still be treated as if it's real. I mean, it is absolute clown world we are living in. What do you make of these answers that he gave in this interview here, Grandpa?
Well, you have all these people that say we're living in 1984. And it's true, but we're also living, because this is a clown world. No one ever would have imagined just a few decades ago that, you know, when this oppressive, like authoritarian type system comes into being, that it would look so silly. It's not just 1984. This is the Emperor Has No Clothes played out IRL. I mean, it is ridiculous. And you've got all of these people, including people who are supposedly critical of this whole agenda, that are sitting there saying nobody wants to speak up and saying the emperor's naked. Even in this story, I keep the funniest thing I find from the story, for me personally, is how even through this entire story, the Daily Mail still insists on referring to this guy by her and she, because you see, they're still afraid that they might actually accidentally step on a landmine here. That's how ridiculous. Everybody's afraid to point out. You know, the right now the Daily Mail is essentially saying, well, the emperor is wearing a very there's a lot of breeze through his clothing. You see, it's a light summer clothing. They don't want to say he's naked. This is the emperor has no clothes IRL. Now, like you said, this guy has to do say he's gender fluid, because we got that covered as well. He's just gonna say, well, I'm gender fluid, and his bases are still covered. You see, they still can't touch him, because the system says we have to pretend this is all real. And remember, they're going into the schools and promoting this to kids. You know, this guy's making a joke. High school students, they understand it's a joke. Meanwhile, on the serious note, you have the government going in through the education system and promoting this to elementary school kids and saying it's absolutely real. You got people being highlighted and featured and held up as heroes in the media, usually by people, I mean single moms, who are saying their 7-year-old little boys are actually little girls, and everybody's acting like that's totally normal. This guy's doing is he really is the little kids pointing and saying the emperor is naked. And you call these other people, oh, my goodness, what is wrong? What is wrong with these kids? I always say, I love that analogy of Clown World with the emperor has no clothes. But see, the difference is in the story, when the kids finally point out the emperor is naked, everybody starts snickering because they finally have to admit it. You see, in Clown World, when the kids point out that the emperor has no clothes, they send a government agency to come crack the kids' heads and drag them off because they're spreading disinformation. They're going against the negative. This is just this really does highlight the absurdity of it all. And it just keeps doubling down, because you have the Daily Mail saying she, her in this entire story. And you have people who claim to be against promoting all of this also acting like this is totally real, because they just somehow can't grasp that maybe the emperor has no clothes. Or in this case, maybe the emperor has size Z, double Z, whatever, fake breasts.
Well, until this week, the teacher had the full backing of her school board, who said the issue was a personal matter, or a personnel matter. Students were even threatened with suspension if they were caught taking pictures or videos of her. In Wednesday's board meeting, Lemieux was not mentioned by name, as parents, teachers and board members voted on the school's professionalism policies. She cited a piece from Ontario employment lawyer Howard Levitt, who said the school board did have the power to ban the teacher's outrageous outfits, but suggested that they were too scared to do so. Every collective agreement permits the employer to require its employees to dress reasonably, and even more so to require that a teacher of young people be a role model for civility and professionalism, she told the meeting, quoting Levitt. So that was this woman before who spoke up, and everybody supported her. So they could have used this law. They could have said, look, you have to dress reasonably. That is part of all of the collective agreements. The employer has to expect his employees to dress reasonably, and wearing giant fake breasts is not dressing reasonably. But of course, that comes up against this idea, well, you've got to reaffirm a person's gender. If they're a transgender, you better tread carefully, because they're going to accuse you of being a transphobe if you say anything about it. And that's effectively what was going on here. I think the teacher was saying this, well, this is transphobia. And then the school was going along with it. The school was having to go along with it, because they were too frightened of human rights law being used against her. The school were literally threatening people with suspension if they took pictures of this crazy teacher with these gigantic breasts, who was obviously having a great joke at the expense of the school. And what do you make of what they're saying here, Grandpa? They could have done this, couldn't they? They could have just banned the teacher very, very easily from wearing those giant breasts.
Yeah, they want them taking pictures because they understand on whatever level that it is making a mockery of the narrative. You know, the cow's already out of the barn, a little late to close the gate. You got these people talking about, oh, it's a required teacher of young people to be a role model for civility and professionalism. You have all of these TikTok videos of these teachers bragging about how they're promoting this many times to elementary school teachers. You've got these teachers, these videos of teachers boasting about how they convince these kids that they have gender dysphoria again, often elementary school kids, and they hide it from the parents. Yet we're not supposed to be outraged about that. You see, we're not supposed to be outraged. We're supposed to be outraged about this guy mocking the system. And you see how the mainstream conservative media and the liberal media, they all work together. You know, people like us, we've been at this long enough. We kind of just see it as second nature, but a lot of people don't. This is a good demonstration of how they work together. This guy's mocking the system. So you have the left-wing media, they'll go, don't take pictures because it's making a mockery of the system. You have the left-wing system doing that, and then you have the conservative media acting like, see this whole transgender thing, see how crazy it is. Go, good, we got this guy suspended. Although the troll continues because he's still getting paid. They're punishing him by giving him a paid vacation. You know, the lulls just keep on coming, but it's a little late to talk about role. I can't believe they had the nerve to say this with a straight face. Teachers have to be a role model for civility and professionalism. That's been thrown out the window long ago. They're just hand-wringing now because this guy's actually making a mockery of the entire system.
Well, we've been told that drag queens are suitable role models, haven't we, for children, toddlers. They're supposed to be suitable role models. So what's wrong with having this teacher with giant breasts? Well, he certainly seems to have got his own back on the school. I think, if I recall, he had some issue with the school. And I mean, it may have been over diversity quotas or something like that. That's what really sort of prompted this. Well, Lemieux, or it may be Lemieux, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. Lemieux's provocative attire has been the subject of fierce political debate. This week, Ontario Minister for Education Stephen Leckie told the Toronto Star, "Halton parents are rightfully outraged at what's taking place. The welfare of kids should prevail in our judgments in school boards and in government." And local MPPs Natalie Pierre, Stephen Crawford and Ellie Triantafilopoulos signed a joint statement claiming the board has abdicated its responsibility by failing to put the interests and safety of students first. The statement was published on Tuesday, the same day Lemieux was officially suspended by the school. Parents in the area have also set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for a legal fund to sue the school. A similar page raised nearly $10,000. The school's going to end up being sued now anyway. He really has got his own back on this school, hasn't he? What do you make of this, setting up a legal fund to sue the school, Grandpa?
When was the last lawsuit over these schools having these books that are teaching fourth graders how to give oral sex to adult men? Where was the legal funds to the schools over this? Now you've got these politicians, these ministers of education. You got these politicians and people in power talking about these parents are rightfully outraged. This is, remember, we had school boards asking the U.S. government. I realize this is in Canada, but yeah, it's the same difference. The collective West, it's the same difference. You had school boards asking the government here in the U.S. to deem these parents complaining about promoting this stuff to kids, they should be domestic terrorists. And now you got this government official going, oh, these parents are rightfully outraged that this is taking place. Again, he's mad because this guy's mocking the system, so they're attacking him. The welfare of kids should prevail in our judgments as school board and in government. I am just the audacity of these people to come out and say that with a straight face. You know, you have government officials that ask that parents that complained about books telling their kids how to, you know, have oral sex with adults, you know, they should be deemed domestic terrorists. But this guy mocking the system, oh, yes, we're so concerned about the welfare of kids and parents. You see, these parents should, all of a sudden, parents should have a say in this. And again, this guy was a high school shop teacher. These teenagers weren't being influenced by him. If anything, they got the joke. Apparently, they were probably the only ones that got the joke because you have these idiots that are going along with and go, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, they're going to sue the school. That's fine. It's whatever. I don't care. But where was the lawsuit? Where was the GoFundMe page to sue the school over, you know, I guess to put it another way, I'm a lot more concerned about these books and things like this that are targeted at third and fourth graders than I might get about this guy making a joke of it. Where was the lawsuit over these things? It didn't happen. In fact, if they probably tried to do that, GoFundMe would probably kick them off because it wouldn't be allowed. It's just amazing to see all these different boards. Now you got the very same people that were saying parents are domestic terrorists if they complain about turning your fifth grader into a tranny. Now you got them saying, oh, they're so concerned about the welfare of kids and the parents. It's all just a, it's just this material. It writes itself. It just really does speak volumes, fan.
Well, high school shop teachers are usually pretty down to earth. They're usually pretty good people that you can have a bit of a joke with from what I remember. So I should imagine that the pupils are just, some of them will have been in the know on this, I should imagine. But of course, they couldn't say anything either. They had to go along with it as well. Well, Lemieux previously told the New York Post, I'm not wearing prosthetic breasts. These are real. My condition is classified as gigantomastia, which can also be referred to as macromastia or breast hypertrophy. But she noted how she had never received a formal medical diagnosis. Pictures this week appeared to contradict Lemieux's account, as they showed a man bearing her resemblance, dressed in scruffy grey clothing and minus the prosthetics. A neighbour identified that person as being the Toronto teacher. They were later seen driving in and out of the apartment block and walking on the sidewalk later on. He wears prosthetic breasts extremely infrequently, the neighbour said. He puts the breasts on to teach, occasionally when he goes for a walk or when the cops visit. The neighbour claims that usually Lemieux's outfit is completely unmissable, having started going out in public as a woman in May 2022. I thought it was about a year that this had actually been going on for, and I do think that he's just decided, look, that's it, you know, I'm going to come clean now, because surely they would have been able to work this out before. If the neighbor is saying, well, you know, he only puts them on to go to school, and apparently they had the police going around there as well, you know, they were checking on his welfare, and they were really worried that he was you know, he was going to be in all this trouble that transgenders get, that all concern about that welfare check. So I think the police were going around there quite a lot, and they told the parents that they weren't allowed to protest at the school, all that sort of thing. I just find it hilarious that he's got away with this for so long, and to say with a straight face, I'm not wearing prosthetic breasts, these are real. And I mean, that is pretty much what a tranny's going to say, isn't it? I'm a real woman. What do you mean these are fake breasts? They're real. What do you mean? I've got a real neo-vagina here. It's just the same as a real female one. And of course, then that would mean they're saying that there is a difference, because there are real females and there are females that are transgender, that are basically biological men. Yeah, I think this is genius, actually. And the guy really must have a big pair of balls to be doing this and getting away with it, I think. Grandpa, what are your thoughts here on this medical diagnosis that she gave herself?
I agree with you. His testicles must be the equivalent size of those fake breasts, because they sit there and just keep rolling with this. And again, they really still don't know how to approach it. You know, like, they keep calling him she, though, in the article. But then when they talk about the picture of the person walking dressed as a man, well, then they switch to he. But, you know, I mean, could they get in trouble for that? It just, again, it highlights the absurdity of this entire system. You know, they've created this ridiculous narrative. They're promoting this among the kids. And we're all told we have to treat this very, very seriously. We're supposed to ignore the fact that these gender clinics and all the rest of them are making a huge amount of money because they've created this problem. And, of course, they're going to treat it. You know, and of course they're going to treat it by accentuating it and making life-changing, you know, life-altering medical decisions for kids that can't be undone. You know, I remember many years ago when the sex change operations thing was a real thing, and they talked, I remember reading an article about it, and this was decades ago, and they were talking about, like, you had to go, the people that wanted to do this had to go through like years and years of psychological counseling, because, you know, once you do this, you can't undo it. And they had to go through years and years, like 3 years or something, of psychological counseling before they had ever even consider, you know, doing any of these surgical procedures on people. Because, you know, like I say, once you go down that road, you can't really undo it. So they wanted to be sure. Now we have kids, young people who are, you know, going to decide they're something else tomorrow. They go in for like one Skype session and, but, you know, one Zoom meeting with a doctor they never meet face to face. They turn around and say, yeah, you're good to go. Let's start giving you hormone blockers. It's a real issue here. This guy is making a mockery of the system, but it makes a very important point, because the overall system that he's mocking is ruining people's lives. You know, we went from people that really do have gender dysphoria and saying, well, if we can't treat it any other way, they've got to go through years of counseling, years of analysis to make sure that there isn't something else going on. We're now at the point where you can have a young person, you know, a teenager or even preteens now, who can have one Zoom meeting with a doctor and we're going to start giving them medical treatments. That to me is the real seriousness of it. And instead, the media, the only thing they're going to treat seriously is this guy who's making a mockery of what they're doing.
Well, I think one of the funniest things he did was he actually went skydiving in this outfit with these giant breasts and injured himself. In November, Lemieux was pictured skydiving with a male porn star named Voodoo, whose real name is Alexander Boisvert. Voodoo said that he was only focused on jumping out of the plane, and discussing his personal feelings about transgender people with Lemieux would be counterproductive to their safety. He also stressed that Lemieux did not know who he was either. Speaking exclusively to Daily Mail at the time, Voodoo said, "I had no idea I was taking the controversial transgender schoolteacher until they showed up to the drop zone. I'm not a fan of trans activism or Kyla's behaviour at the school, but I'm a professional and I don't discriminate." He added, "I'll throw anyone out of a plane. Plus, I regard taking a big 230-pound person with huge prosthetic breasts on a skydive as a challenge. Most instructors would not even take them, strictly on their size alone." And Kayla did actually injure themselves somehow. 230 pounds. It's just this giant bloke with a blonde wig on and these huge breasts. This has to be the most epic troll of all time, I think. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this and the skydiving incident with the porn star, who he didn't know, actually. He didn't know he was a porn star. We'll just put that in there as well. What are your final thoughts on all of this?
If this final thing from the article, I just... this encapsulates the West today in a nutshell. The guy with the giant fake breasts and the wig jumping out of an airplane with a male porn star. I mean, there's the West. That is the West in a nutshell. I mean, I don't know how else to see it. It's just there's the picture of the West. You got this guy in a wig with these blown up balloons stuffed under a sweater, strapped to a male porn star, jumping out of an airplane. There we are. We can end the story with a nice illustration of the West right there.
I think it is probably my favorite picture of him. He's getting ready to do the skydiving. You can see with his blonde wig on and doing a peace sign with his hands as if he's a hippie. And you could just see, like, there's this knowing look in his eyes that he's laughing. It's the same knowing look he had on in his eyes behind the mask when we first saw him. And I do think we were one of the first people to actually point out that it had to be a troll. And now we've been proved correct once again. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion. Talk radio for the nationalist community.